What do environmentalists look like anyway? I encounter many kinds of people in my travels around the West. Since I try my hardest to avoid cities, Tucson, of course, is an exception, I mostly interact, or at least cross paths with, people in rural areas. Now, not all these folks live in the particular area where I am at the moment, of course. In the summer months up north, many people are visiting loved ones and having nature experiences. However, there's a particular kind of interaction that I've encountered in the forested regions of the Northwest, around towns that historically depended on logging the area's timber. What is it, you ask? Local folks telling me how much they resent those environmentalists. Now, of course, not all locals feel this way, but it's happened a number of times. And the weird thing is, though, is that it seems that these people are ranting about generic environmentalists to me, not at me. It's always a fascinating experience. But I really don't feel they are pegging me as a member of the evil tribe of E when they say such things. It seems more that they really need to share their angst about how they are being restrained and screwed over in their desire to cut, fish, and dam to their heart's content. And I just can't believe that they only say such things to me. Let me give you a very recent example, the one that prompted me to share this story with you. A few weeks ago, my partner Jacob and I were traveling from Port Angeles, Washington, to the west side of the Olympic Peninsula. Prime tree-cutting habitat. They call it a working forest. There was construction, so we had to stop and be guided through with a pilot car. We were first in line, so we were right next to the flagger, the guy with the stop-slow sign. We engaged in light conversation, but within a couple minutes, the flagger brought up how expensive energy is, which, of course, we agreed, and that drew his talk to the two old dams on the nearby Elwha River, and how the local tribe, the Olympic National Park, and environmental groups are now in a long process of attempting to take them down, with the blessing of the federal government. This guy thought this was the worst idea ever. The dams work just fine, he said. They were both built in the early 1900s. They create electric power, he exclaimed. Really, how much? I asked. They partially power the wood mill in Port Angeles, he said. Partially, I thought. Then he switched to the forests surrounding us. Just like the forests, he said, those environmentalists made it so all we can do is look at the trees. Jacob and I looked at each other. There it was, the root of the argument. In his mind, environmental outsiders unfairly came in and made them stop doing what they had the right to do because they live there. And now the same environmentalists are going to take out the dams that are fine just the way they are. Those environmentalists. Never mind that this is the same attitude that threw the many native tribes in the area onto reservations and then built dams cutting off the salmon runs. Never mind that you can barely throw a stick anywhere on the peninsula that isn't in view of a clear cut, or that a large number of the logs cut in the past were shipped overseas at discount prices, leaving locals empty-handed and jobless. And oh yeah, outside the park, only a handful of trees over 100 years old remain. Oh, speaking of old trees, a few years back, I was in a store, and the guy behind the counter pleasantly asked me why I was there. I said, to see some old trees. He squinted his eyes and asked, quite seriously, are you an environmentalist? Fault can be thrown around for years, and it certainly has been. But the bottom line is that our forests are in sorry shape, and much needs to be done to restore their health over time. My truth is that the tribe of E certainly did not create this problem. It is simply trying to stop it, or at least slow it down. But this guy with the stop slow sign in his hand thinks what he thinks, and what I say makes not a difference to him, or those he gathers with over coffee to complain about those environmentalists. It will all work out, though. You know how I know? Guys like him can think whatever they want about trees and dams and such, but the day after listening to his two-bit theories, the bridge in Minnesota collapsed. We all know, or will come to know, outdated ideas, like unkept infrastructure, surely will crumble with time. So no matter what people think and whether they like it or not, we all have to come up with something else. If we're smart, we'll hike through the cut-over forest to find the last of the ancient trees and ask them how they lasted so long. Thousand-year-old trees must be doing something right. Does that make me an environmentalist? This is Quinn Elizabeth. Music by Alan Shockley.